First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. By the way, before we get back to the issues at hand, let me invite you personally to join us for worship service on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning for the Bible study hour, and then at 10:30 for our worship services. And let me ask you a question. Have you been confused about who will be in the tribulation? Have you been told by some preachers, theologians, academics that the Christian, the church, will go through the days of the tribulation? I will talk about that from the pulpit on Sunday morning. And so we'll answer the question, who will be in the tribulation? Will it be Christians of the general world? Or will Christians be kept out from the days of the wrath of God being poured out? Very important subject, theologically, eschatologically, as we explain that. And I pray that you'll be. If you've been confused about it, if you've been asking questions, or if you've been told one thing, love to have you to come be with us 10:30 on Sunday morning as we have the subject, eschatologically, theologically speaking. We'll be talking about we are kept, K-E-P-T. The Christians are kept out from the tribulation to come. 10:30 on Sunday morning, love to have you as our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about an issue today. Who won? We're talking about Donald J. Trump winning. He'll be the 47th president to be sworn in on January 20th. But who really won? I understand he won, but I believe the whole nation won. I believe the world won as a result of Donald Trump's winning. But Kamala Harris and her team now are in a quandary as to why they lost. Listen, some within her campaign makeup were saying that it's because she picked Tim Walz, the VP, was the wrong choice, they're now telling her. Then some of them are complaining that Joe Biden hurt her. He didn't help her at all. It's all Joe Biden's fault, to hear some on her staff telling it. In fact, according to Kamala Harris, Biden undermined her, causing the loss of her campaign. The third reason is given by the complainers in the Kamala Harris campaign staff. Other campaign members are saying, staff members are blaming the black men in particular, saying that the black men were not supporting Kamala Harris. And shame on them for causing her to lose the election. Still others saying that they did not get their real message out. There are those blaming Kamala Harris, and they're probably right, that she didn't get the real message out. The American people did not know what she really stood for and what she really was going to do, because she spent too much of her time talking about Donald Trump and hating Donald Trump. That's partially correct, too, ladies and gentlemen. Yet, surprise, 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 an anonymous staff member said that Kamala Harris had said herself, Kamala just could not talk about policies. She only blamed Trump, and she never paid any attention to the real policies or the real needs of Americans. So they're blaming each other. It's a finger-pointing game. It's, in fact, I wonder why she's staying in the closet. I wonder where she's going. Someone said she needs to go back to California and find Willie Brown and see if he can find a position for her in California political circles. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that Donald Trump won the election, but we the people and the globe won along with Donald Trump's winning. I believe Angela's on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. And I am so happy this morning. And our children are winners. And even the left has won. They just don't know it yet. But I was going to just mention, you were talking about Letitia James. Well, she did say, she was the one saying, we're going to use the courts to stop everything now. And just like that gentleman was saying, that is just, that's what they do. You know, they just can't win, so they want to stop everything we want to do that's positive with the courts. But guess what? I believe God did this victory. We did go vote, but our prayers, God answered them because we just prayed up a storm, and he said, okay, I'll give this to you, but you guys are not going to stop here. I want you to get out there. Call your congressman, talk to people, talk to your pastors, talk to whoever you need to talk to. Tell them about abortion. Show them the films about that. Talk to them about marijuana. Talk to them about what's going on in the government. Talk to them about praying with their children. That's what we need to do. We need to get our children back with God. We need to get God in our government. That's our job. Trump will do his job in the government. We need to do our jobs at home as mothers and fathers and as friends and talk to people about God, 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 Jesus, and God will open the doors we need open. But absolutely, that's what I believe needs to be done.
Angela, you're spot on. Let me just jump in and say this. I'm thankful that Trump won the election. Number of new representatives and senators are going into office, and those that we are the ones that they represent in our districts across the state and across the nation. We need to keep in touch with them. We need to let them know where we stand and not just sit back thinking that somehow, some way, the juggernaut is going to go in the right direction and they'll do the right thing for us. They're humans. They're fallible. They make errors. As a result of that, we need to give them information, just as we find in the state of Florida. The Pot Amendment, Amendment 3, failed. The Murder by Way of Abortion Amendment 4 failed. And it's because so many people became involved. So many people prayed. So many people made the decision that we will not have that. There were preachers that took a stand finally. There were those that were leading the Right to Life movement that took a stand. So many people were willing. And we had our governor that we still need to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, that our governor on television across the state, on radio broadcast across the state, took a stand against the Pot Amendment and against Murder by Way of Abortion. So we won as a result of that. So we need not sit in silence as Christians. We need not sit back and bask in the fact that the election has been won and it's over and we do nothing. We need to continue to take a stand. And Angela, right now in particular, we need to be praying for President Trump. I believe he, in the next 60 days, his life is in danger. He's in a very precarious, very, very dangerous position. And we need to pray for President Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, that God will protect them, provide for them, give them wisdom and direction as they assemble the people that will be making the decisions, holding Trump's hands up in the future 4 years of the leadership in America. So, Angela, keep praying. Keep looking up. Mm-hmm. We should not give up or toss in the towel. Absolutely. Thank you for your call. Yes, go ahead.
We won the battle, but not the war. And thank you, Jesus, for that. But you are so good. Yeah, please, everyone, pray for Donald Trump because they're going to be on him. If you think they were on it before, oh, no, they're going to be on him double. But I know you got to go, and God bless you for the show. You reach millions, and thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Bye.
Angela, thank you for your call and for your encouragement. Thank you, and God bless you. I believe we have James on the line. James, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Great show. Well, sorry, I'm trying to get in between to get a call in here. Before, if your listeners will consider it, I called it kind of the 3 R's Thursday to my family and friends, and they said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, think about it. What did we get as a nation? We got a reprieve, and we darn sure didn't deserve it, but we got a reprieve. We also need to make sure that we get a revival and then be rapture ready." So it's the 3 R's. And I listened to a lot of different folks, and one of them specifically talked about Nineveh and God's reprieve for Nineveh and how he withheld his wrath. We've been given that, and I think that those of us that are in the Word consistently and constantly, we just love the Lord and praise God for that. We can't help it. It's just we've been hardwired to always think, well, what would this be? What would the Lord say about this? And how would he consider that? We need to be on fire, of course, and feed that fire constantly in his Word and not forget this grace and this mercy we as a country have been given. Because don't think for a minute that the United States is not just one of the jewels in the crown that would be a victory for the devil. If he could knock the United States down, it would send a ripple effect through the world. And anybody that disagrees with me, look at what happened in world markets. Listen to what's happened at the stock markets in the United States. The impression for most people, whether they like this person or not like this person, which, again, we've had those discussions. Find me a biblical hero that the Lord used and chosen that had divine intervention and was touched by the Lord. And some of them tried to flee from it and finally acquiesced and said, "Okay, Lord, you got me. What do I need to do? I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't think about anybody but you. What must I do for you?" I hope our listeners pray for Donald Trump's humility, his dignity, take down some of the anger. And I don't think he'll do the retribution thing. I don't think, you know, as some of the left are now saying, "Oh, he's going to hunt us down and he's a Nazi and he's going to put us in camps." I don't think he's going to do any of that, of course. But remember and pray and give glory to God. And hey, guess what? We've got an inside track, a memory peg. This is November, and we celebrate Thanksgiving in November. Well, let's Thanksgiving and be giving thanks for every single thing that Jesus has done that we've seen, and imagine the things that we haven't seen that he's got yet in store for us.
Amen. Amen. James, let me come up with a question, make a statement, come up with a question to get your take on it. A lot of people are talking about the retribution. Listen to my thought. I don't believe it should be called retribution, but I believe everyone that's broken the law, everyone that's done something illegal, everyone that's intervened with lawfare against Trump, and it was illegal and unconstitutional, I believe there needs to be some recognition and some, if you please, fine or some criminal act brought to justice. I believe there needs to be justice. I believe, Jim, this is my position. If you leave that undone, if you leave that untouched, if you leave that unprosecuted, if you leave those things out there that somehow, some way, the loose likes lost liberals feel that they can continue that track, it will continue rather than being that which should be stopped. I believe there's a need for there to be some type of being brought to justice in the system. We've seen too many things go awry, just like Letitia James now in the morning proclamation, declaration that she made in such a brazen, arrogant aspect when she spoke it, that she was still going to do what they wanted to do, etc. So I can't go into all of the details, but the bottom line was she was still openly threatening Donald J. Trump as to what she planned to do and how she plans to do it.
I 100% agree with you, Dr. Youngblood, 100%. And, yeah, let me requalify that. What the Word says, Jesus says righteous anger. There's a righteousness and righteous anger that does need to be dealt with. And anybody that broke the law, because, you know, this is a guy who several years ago, before he got into the public arena, you know, had done some things that were probably gray area stuff and, you know, tax evasion versus tax avoidance, legal things that maybe they could go back and stir this up or that up. And I don't know that. I think he paid enough good people to try to keep him as good as he could, but he was an imperfect person. But getting back to your question specifically, the people that have blatantly, brazenly broken the law and turned this country into lawfare and gone against him unjustly, literally exposing the face of evil against good, this is a spiritual battle that they've done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're exactly right. They do. They need to go after him. And I would say everything. Go back layers of it to Obama, who was the king of division. I mean, this guy is a pawn of the devil. The things that he brewed up and the dissension and the hatred and the division in this country versus a person in a leadership position that should have been a unifier. The filth, the blessing now is people are waking up with this DIE stuff, diversity, equity, inclusion. It's going to DIE, all right. It's going to be dead. And it's not going to be. So to answer your question, yes. He should. He should get his legal teams to say this is not revenge, this is not retribution, this is righteousness. Because, by the way, the reason that our allies and our enemies respect us is we have someone who I believe was divinely chosen to do this job for us right now. Think about it. Had he got elected before and bing bong, Biden didn't get in there, it wouldn't have been the same. Our country needed this horrific last 4 years to really do an impact. You know, psychologists call it a significant emotional event. Our country has been through a nightmare the last 4 years. Horrible leadership. The country, what does the Bible say? The people groan under bad leadership, and the people rejoice under great leadership. Not a perfect man, by far. You and I probably wouldn't want to go have a cup of coffee with him, although it might be interesting to listen to him, but he's not somebody that would probably be our buddy outside of this. But is he the right leader for this land for right now? Heck yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. James, you said it spot on. I'm thankful for it. It requires the serious prayer of each and every one of us as Christians, conservatives, as we move forward, as we're in this threshold time frame between now and January the 20th, when he'll be sworn in as president, the 47th president of the United States of America. We need to ask God to protect him. I'm looking at a headline. James says, after an overwhelming and divisive election day win, George Soros funded pro-Palestinian anti-Trump protest erupts across several Democratic cities. In Chicago, day after America's decided, the United States Palestinian Community Network protested Donald Trump's victory at Federal Plaza. And I could go on and on with that across the nation in places where blue cities, where the protesters now are in the streets demanding that Donald Trump be in some way eviscerated or removed from the scene. I find that absolutely frightening, and I believe that's where law should come into play. They should be locked up, the keys thrown away, if you want to use my term.
I heard a calculation the other day. My daughter is very much involved in right-to-life information and works for an organization, I won't mention their name, that is anti-abortion, period, 100%. And fights it at every stretch and gives people options for adoption. And, you know, it's just a great organization. But anyway, my daughter said, do you realize how much money was spent this year, in 2024, to promote an agenda of abortion? I said, I have no idea. Over $200 million was spent by evil people, $200 million to murder babies. Now,
James, that could be partially correct. The reason I'm saying that, just in the state of Florida, they spent over $100 million, and 10 states had that on the ballot. So I believe it's far, far, far more than $200 million. I believe it's probably closer to perhaps $1 billion or better that was spent collectively across the nation trying to force through the murder by way of abortion. So it deserves our prayer.
Yep. If I'm wrong, I'm glad I'm wrong on the low side, and it's even more.
I think you're on the low side. it's still emphasized the fact they spent quite a bit of money trying to codify in our constitutions, not just in Florida, but in nine other states, trying to codify in the Constitution that murder would be something that would be promulgated across our nation. James, I appreciate your call. I'm thankful for it. God bless you, and keep looking up. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, this is Derby. A question for you. Something I do not understand. Trump, this is about Arizona. Trump beat Kamala by 136,000 votes. Over 100,000 votes went for Trump over Kamala. However, Kerry Lake is behind the Democrat Senate candidate by 53,000. Now, how could it be that the same people who voted for Trump didn't vote for Kerry Lake, and that there is such a big difference?
I personally think it's an impossibility. I think it's the same game that was played in 2020. I think that as the result of the one that is now the governor of that state that won over Kerry Lake, I believe there's manipulation of the voting and the voting machines, the voting process. I believe just as the document that I believe you sent to me by email, Wisconsin, Virginia, Vermont, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Minnesota, all of them having more voters than they had registered voters, more votes, ballots were cast. I believe the same thing is taking place there, and I believe that it is a sad shame, and I believe Kerry Lake, personally, I believe Kerry Lake needs to file suit to demand a not just a recount, but a forensic review of all of the election there in her state. I believe that's needed. This is the reason I was saying just a moment ago. I believe that when bad things happen, there should be not the retribution, but there needs to be the making right of those things. The people that are the perpetrators in those deeds need to be properly prosecuted so that it will stop the future individuals wanting to do the same thing.
So I believe that every state that is still counting, they are simply manufacturing new votes for the Democrats.
And without question.
The Republicans don't make a point of it.
I don't know. It's my prayer that, and I'm not certain, but I think in several of the states where that's taking place, there's some major, major, major watching taking place, and in, I'm pretty certain there's several Republican suits that are still outstanding to make things right. It is my prayer that ultimately it'll be made right. But it goes back to the fact, Derby, that I believe we did have a federal holiday for voting, a federal election day. All the machines need to be cast aside, needs to be done by hand so that you can go back and determine who voted, who did not vote, and the proper, how would you say, accounting of those ballots so that by 12 or 1 o'clock at night on that election day, we know who won the election and not this counting day by day by day by day, or stopping the counting, waiting 2 or 3 hours, going back for the counting. We know what happened in 2020 with the shutting down of the counting process and then going back where in one state, I believe it was Georgia, where all of a sudden at 3 o'clock in the morning, the numbers actually just flipped. Those that were for Biden were now for those that were for Trump are now for Biden. That sort of a flip on the numbers. It's an impossibility for that to take place. Incalculable damage was done, and so I'm prayerful that we can at least we're victorious in having won the major seat, and across the nation, the House and the Senate. We're still having counting to determine who's got the House. I think they're trying their best. The Democrats are trying their best to hold on to the House. If they do that, Trump will be hamstrung trying to get anything done with the money that needs to be taken care of America. So they're trying their best to at least hold on to the House. I pray that God will intervene and stop the process so that we can ultimately have victory in the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article by Franklin Graham, which tells the story, I believe, very well. Franklin Graham compiled a stunning list of winners in the 2024 presidential election. This win is historic, he says, in many ways. Millions and millions of people are praying, were praying, and I believe God heard our prayers. Franklin Graham has compiled a long list of winners from the 2024 presidential election. The new president-elect, Donald Trump, he says, the 45th president of the United States, who is now in January, will become our 47th president. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what Franklin Graham outlines. He said there were a lot of winners. It's a win for the family. I won't pause and talk about it on each one. I'll give you the list, then we'll go back. He says it's a win for the family. It's a win for the economy. It's a win for millions of unborn children. It's a win for freedom of speech. It's a win for religious liberty. It's a win for law and order. It's a win for American manufacturing. It's a win for the coal miners. It's a win for all of our farmers in America. It's a win for the oil and gas industry. It's a win for the national security. It's a win against bureaucracy and government regulations. It's a win for freedom-loving Americans everywhere, not just in America, but around the world. He goes on to say, our social media, he explained, I thank God that Donald Trump won this election. This win is historic in many ways. Millions upon millions of people were praying, and I believe God heard our prayers. In the most important election in the history of the nation, America is under attack by an immoral, anti-God agenda that would like to change our country fundamentally and foundationally forever. The Joe Biden, Kamala Harris agenda, which would have been pushed further and further by Harris administration, has made promoting abortion worldwide and transgenderism in the formal government policy and action primary goals. Further, the administration has attacked the rights of Christians, trying to force Christian doctors and pharmacists to become part of the nation's lucrative abortion business, trying to force Christian companies and Christian taxpayers to pay for abortion and transgenderism. Franklin Graham's list suggested further references to Trump's pledge to restore America's greatness, to build its economy back, abandon the Biden-Harris abortion goals, discontinue using lawfare and federal bureaucracy, weaponizing against political enemies, and a return to the principles of constitutional rights. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that he so eloquently overviewed who won. It wasn't just President Trump that won. We all won. For example, the family, so that our freedom, our religious liberties, and the faith that we need to have the privilege and the freedom to show forth to the world. I believe we won. I believe the economy won just the day after the election. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. The stock market jumped some 1,500 points. It opened, the market opened with a 1,350 increase on the stock market the day after Trump was elected. It's a win for millions of unborn children. Listen, just in the state of Florida, we defeated the proposed Amendment 4 that would have murdered millions of babies in the future in the state of Florida. We won that battle, ladies and gentlemen. It was a win for freedom of speech. It is my prayer that Donald J. Trump will go in and will, if you can use the term, undo or change or modify all that had been done with the Biden administration that brought about the future goal of major censorship of all that we would say as Americans. So we won, ladies and gentlemen, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, we won. Our liberties, ladies and gentlemen, to practice our faith in Jesus Christ without the church being condemned, without the possibility in the future of some pandemic coming in and the government says, shut your churches down. So, ladies and gentlemen, who won this election? Donald J. Trump, yes, but we the people, the globe with Christians and conservatives, we won, and I'm thankful for it. We need to keep praying and thanking God and praising Him for it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
This is Roger with The Truth Radio, and we're sending Bibles to the world. Here's Michael.